Sportscast, March 16th, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, Periscope, iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. And if you're on YouTube, please subscribe in all our channels. And, of course, visit us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, for the latest and greatest. And today's sponsor is Insta Bible app, Crave Versus and Pitchers. You could get the Insta Bible app in the Apple App Store. The sports world resumes today, but not every sports league, but one that is the biggest in America, maybe in the world, the NFL. Business as usual for the NFL. They decided not to postpone business, trades, tagging players, free agency, and the NFL draft is on as well. But it won't be in Vegas. Join us to talk to us a little bit about the NFL business dealings of today. Ryan Krista, you are back on the one and only Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. It's good to be back. It's like you said, a weird time in sports. I would really, you know, when I thought I'd be on the Sportscast today, I would be talking about this, you know, the 68 field tournament, you know, they'll be starting this week, but things have gotten a lot crazy since last Monday when I talked to you for sure.
Yes. And go ahead.
But, you know, I know it's kind of this weird feeling, you know, to talk about the NFL, you know, there's so much weirdness going. It's nice to have kind of a normalcy talking about it, but then it's weird because, you know, there's so much going on. It just doesn't, it's kind of a, doesn't always feel right, but it goes on.
Yeah, no, it's funny because when I walked into my office today, it felt normal. And then once the NFL, you know, came out with some more news, hearing things from Adam Schefter, Graziano, it was like business as usual. It felt just like a regular Monday compared to this past weekend where a lot of people were, you know, kind of self-quarantined or staying away from the outside world and staying inside with their loved ones. But today felt a little bit different, felt back to normal, fresh a breath of life a little bit. But let's get started. Today is the first day of free agency, which begins within this hour. But we had a few players resigning with their teams, and we'll start with this one. The biggest one is the Cowboys franchising Prescott. Of course, the Dallas Cowboys have been in a negotiation with Dak Prescott for the past couple of months for a long-term contract. They tag him, so they extend his situation a year longer. We'll probably hear more stuff next year. Ryan, what are your thoughts about the Cowboys putting a tag on Prescott?
Well, I probably would have liked them to see it use it on Amari Cooper, but it's kind of, you know, this thing with Dak Prescott, is he really worth all the money that he's demanding? You know, is he good? Yes. Is he the top of the line? No. So it's kind of this, you know, I guess the Cowboys, you know, are doing this more or less, I think, to delay his free agency, obviously. You know, he's, now he kind of gives you more time to sign a long-term deal and kind of puts more pressure that, you know, will be done. Or, you know, he's got to sit out and he's got to pay a fine. So it kind of puts the player in a weird position. Honestly, I thought in the CBA that they were going to eliminate the franchise tag because they're really, that's a big one for the owners to still have the franchise tag. But, you know, they're kind of putting their money into, even if he does sign a franchise tag, that's a lot of money because now you're paying him the average salary of the top five quarterbacks, so you're still looking at a big paycheck, even if it's for 1 year. I just, you know, from a player's perspective, after what the Redskins and Kirk Cousins did for 3 years, you know, I thought quarterbacks definitely wanted to sign the franchise tag because you lose a lot of your leverage as a player when you sign the franchise tag, because if you get hurt this year and you have no long-term deal, you're out, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars that you got. Even if he signed a 3-year deal with the franchise tag number, you know, he'd be guaranteed a lot of money in that contract. So he's the team gets a lot of leverage under the franchise tag.
Definitely, we'll be definitely eyeing that as well. That will also will put Amari Cooper in pursuit for free agency, which Cowboys will pursue pretty hard on at. Some breaking news happened a few minutes. Austin Hooper is expected to sign with the Cleveland Browns. He may become the highest paid tight end in the NFL. Ryan, what does this do for the Browns, and how about Njoku?
It's a big deal for the Browns. He's almost like a wide receiver type of tight end. He had a really good year, and I think it kind of gives Baker Mayfield another target. You know, I think that hurts the Falcons. You know, he had a heck of a year last year, and he takes one of the, you know, when you got, you know, dangerous wide receivers on the outside like Julio Jones, it's always nice to have that tight end down the middle. So when you got playmakers like Landry and Beckham on the outside, it's always great to have a guy who can catch the ball in the middle, and that's what Austin Hooper will do. So whether he has another, I don't think he obviously doesn't come with the baggage that, you know, Beckham does and Landry to extent. So hopefully it's a good signing for the Browns, and they definitely need that.
What was wrong with Njoku? I mean, wasn't he a premier tight end?
He was, you know, like in the passing, pass heavy NFL now in the spread offense, you almost need two tight ends. Njoku, I don't think he's bad. I think he's good, but I don't think you know what you're gonna get from a season by season basis of Njoku, and you know what you're going to get with Austin Hooper. He's steady. You know, look at his career. You know, he had kind of a breakout year this year, but he's always been, you know, kind of a go-to third down tight end, which you definitely need in the NFL.
Speaking of the Falcons have released Devontae Freeman after six seasons. The former fourth round pick will hope to join a team in need of veteran experience at the running back position. The Falcons, meanwhile, will need to fill that void left by Freeman, and currently the running backs next in line on the roster are Brian Hill and Ito Smith, both of whom are not accustomed to heavy workloads. Look for Atlanta to draft a running back and look at the free agent market for potential options at the position. What are your thoughts about that? Falcons losing, giving up Freeman. Is it, you know, they just want, you know, fresh faces, or do you think it's just time to move on?
You know, he was due probably, you know, for a big, I don't have the financials in front of me, but I'm assuming he was due a big salary cap number. And if you're looking, you know, obviously, when you're looking, you're losing Hooper, now you lose Freeman, you're losing a lot of
those are two big stars already.
Falcons. Yeah. You know, the Falcons, I think, are hitting the reset button. They need it.
Once they let go of Mohamed Sanu, that was the beginning of the end.
Yeah. They're definitely regrouping, which I'm still surprised they didn't fire Dan Quinn, but that's here nor there. But especially when you're regrouping, obviously, you know, you have Julio Jones and Matt Ryan, but there's a lot to be desired on that roster. And look, they'll find, you know, to draft a running back early on in the draft.
Another big news story today, the Vikings have agreed to a two-year extension with quarterback Kirk Cousins. It is a two-year deal worth $66 million. In all, it's 3 years, $96 million, $61 million guaranteed at signing. What is Kirk doing right?
he's efficient. his numbers don't really stand out. You know, he never makes those wild plays always, but he just is a winner, you know. When you put a good defense behind him and a good running game, there's really, you know, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL because he doesn't throw interceptions. He's smart with the ball, gets the ball to the playmakers. You know, you just know what you get for Cousins in the NFL. Yeah, he's not, you know, I don't think he's in a top echelon, but he's definitely going to put you over the hump. And if anything shows that, the game against the Saints this year where you know, everybody else played, you know, he kind of rose everybody else's level in the offense to the next level and able to beat the Saints.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that I would say that win against the Saints in the playoffs probably sealed the deal for that contract.
Absolutely. You know, and I know if they keep, you know, him around, you know, they're kind of, they know what, like I said, they know what they get. And that's a solid NFL, you know, a solid NFL quarterback.
Something to definitely look at. The Vikings have definitely solidified their quarterback for the next couple of years. This story came out yesterday, but it still looms today. The Titans have re-signed Ryan Tannehill for a four-year contract extension worth $118 million, giving a shaft to Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, that's great for Ryan Tannehill. Not many people saw that after his tenure in Miami came to crash and halt when they traded him last year.
What a turnaround.
To be a backup.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
What a story.
You know, he's kind of, you know, when we talk about Kirk Cousins, you know, Ryan Tannehill never was a reason for the Dolphins' problems. I think he did the best he could with the limited resources he had. And again, put in the right situation, he flourished with the Titans. You know, they were able to run the ball. He protected the ball well and made a key throws. And did I think they overpaid for him in this contract? Absolutely. What was the numbers on the guarantee on there? I don't know if I saw that.
Let me see.
Yet.
I think I read it. Let me see. Let me get back to you too on that, because I know those numbers were kind of developing throughout the day. And I think it might have been finalized, but I haven't. Obviously, of the crazy day yesterday, all I saw was how much he could get. Okay, worth up to $118 million. $62 million guaranteed.
So, I mean, see, that's the number you got to look at, Santiago. Don't look at the 118, because that's the most he can make. What you got to look at is what he's signing for, and that's $62 million. So it's not as bad as I think. And that's not, you know, you got to pay, if he's going to be your starter, you got to pay him like a starter, and that's what they did.
Something
to, along, you know, well, yeah. They franchised Henry today, so at least they can hopefully keep that combo around for at least one more year.
Where does that leave Derrick Henry?
Well, they franchised him, so they're going to probably try to get him to a long-term deal. You know, he's the building piece. He was a monster in that playoff, especially, you know.
He carried that team, right?
He did. You know, those games against the Ravens and Patriots, you know, they may have gave that big contract to Ryan Tannehill, but they don't win the game without Derrick Henry. He's a stud back there. You know, they released Deion Lewis. You know, they're putting all their chips in on Derrick Henry, I believe.
Of course, that also leads to another story. Tom Brady, as of today, I've heard Niners are no longer interested. Same for the Raiders and Chargers. That leaves the Patriots and Buccaneers, which is kind of proving our theory that he'll probably end up in New England. But how much of a strength, interest the Buccaneers have, and do you think it's worth it for them?
They obviously enough where they you know, are basically going to let Jameis Winston walk. So I think, you know, the two people you got to look at is Tom Brady and then Phillip Rivers.
Which Rivers is getting interest from the Colts, I've been hearing.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of wild. You know, you got Rivers, Brady, you know, you got people like, and then you got Phil in the next level with like a Teddy Bridgewater. Where does he end up? But Tom Brady, regards to Buccaneers, I think it's slim that he signs there. As long as I don't think anybody knows the total relationship between Brady and Belichick and how good it is. But as long as it's decent, he'll probably, you know, sign a 2-year whatever.
Is it a bad relationship? I mean, what have you heard? I mean, is it toxic? Is it just civil? Like, what have you heard?
Deteriorated. There's always, you know. I mean, no one knows for sure because it's like still traps over there trying to get info out of people. But the fact, you know, there was always that dispute with Tom Brady's trainer and not giving him
Also Garoppolo, there might have been
Access
something
to,
there.
yeah, the Garoppolo, well, Brady didn't want his heir apparent to be on the roster when he knew he still had 5 or 6 good years left. I think he's okay having Jairston back there, because Jairston, while being, I think future might be an NFL starting quarterback right now, isn't ready, and he's not going to push him. So I think the Patriots definitely, and he doesn't, I mean, to me, if he goes to the Buccaneers, that's like Emma Smith going to the Cardinals and finish out your career, but that's just me. But I think, he won't get the contract I think he's hoping for out in the open market, because I think he just wants to have that big contract he's always given up, because he's been such a team player. And when you're a team player in the Patriots, the last couple of years haven't provided the weapons that he's really hoped for.
Of course, that is a storyline in New England, is the weaponry. And we'll definitely be discussing more on the Patriots a little bit later on this show. Another story, obviously, the last story is coming in. Players, Calais Campbell traded to the Ravens. How about that, Ryan?
In the last 2 weeks, the Ravens or Jaguars have traded their best defensive players, the fourth rounder, fifth rounder. When they traded AJ Boye to the Broncos last week for a fourth rounder, who is a solid, starting NFL cornerback. Now you got a guy who's obviously in the tail of his career in Calais Campbell. He's probably he wants to go to a winner, and I think the Jaguars know that, and he's given everything he's gotten. So I think that's more or less the Ravens trying to look for a deal, and they found a good veteran deal.
Another Texans re-signed Bradley Roby.
That former Broncos cornerback. I would say a mid to lower tier starter. In Denver, he's prone to, making the interception but also giving up the big play. I think the Texans just want to keep as much of that core together. They're one of those teams you always wait for them to break out, because they got talent all around on both sides of the ball.
Breaking news, Cardinals are trading running back David Johnson to the Texans. How about that, Ryan? Is David Johnson still in his prime? Will he help out the Texans?
I don't. He had a really tough year last year. I think everybody expected him to, in that spread offense of Cliff Kingsbury, to have a good year, but when they having a good year when they traded for Kenyon Drake over in Miami, he obviously was going to be the future of the Cardinals. So, I don't know the specifics of what the Cardinals got. I'm sure it wasn't a high round prospect, but it's a good fit for the Texans. Again, they're still looking for that running back. They keep on bringing players. They just haven't found that consistency they need to help Deshaun Watson out.
And for that, the Cardinals franchise tagged Kenyon Drake.
Smart move. Pay that guy. I like what the Cardinals are doing, Santiago. Keep building that core little by little. As long as they got patience with Cliff Kingsbury. Again, you're kind of in a logjam there, because the Seahawks, the Rams, and the 49ers have superior talent. You just got to be patient, keep building that core, and wait your turn in line, basically.
And here's some Dolphin news. Dolphins are signing former Giants and Redskins offensive line Ereck Flowers to a 3-year, $30 million deal with close to $20 million guaranteed. Great comeback story for a guy many considered to be a bust.
Yeah. Had a solid year. I mean, when you sign somebody in the first day of free agency, you're probably overpaying. I think that's a little bit of that, but it's good for him. Glad he kept on working hard after, injuries early on in his career.
The Steelers are releasing linebacker Mark Barron after just one season with the team. The move saves the Steelers $5.25 million in salary caps and cap space.
Yeah, I think that was looked at as, Mark Barron used to be a safety, kind of got to bulk up a little bit, not as fast. So I tried him, kind of a combo of safety linebacker, and this didn't really work out. The Steelers got some financial issues, yeah. High contracts, players they want to keep. They got to sign TJ Watt and Bud Dupree, so they need to save as much money as possible.
and we'll read some final signings. The Patriots bring back Devin McCourty for $23 million.
Yeah, time to keep that. We talk about Tom Brady, but that the key to that team last year was that defense and trying to keep as many pieces of that there for next year.
Something to definitely look at, of course. Tom Brady is still available out there. The Patriots and the Buccaneers are the leading contenders for Tom Brady. But just like Ryan says,
the only contender, not the leading.
It's the only contenders. Obviously,
I really thought the Vegas was a dark horse, being, you know, trying to fill up that stadium that first year. I thought Brady and Gruden would have been a good combo. But
why do you think they pulled out?
I just think it was going to be too much money to release Derek Carr.
It came down to Derek Carr, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't think Derek Carr is the answer, but if you release him and you don't get Tom Brady, it's not going to be good, you know, because they still owe maybe a big salary cap hit to release Derek Carr.
Something to definitely look at. Ryan, do you have any more predictions till later on? Like for the day and for the week, who else do you think, what big names or what names that have not been announced today that will happen eventually?
I don't know if I have any major predictions. I'm just kind of interested to, you know, see everything play out, you know, whether it be, you know, kind of the aforementioned, where does Philip Rivers lie? You know, this is a guy, I still think he's got a good couple of years left in him. Is he kind of a guy who's going to push the Colts over the top? Does he put the Buccaneers in the playoffs? And then you got Teddy Bridgewater, who was undefeated for 6 weeks as a starter. You know, where does he lie? You know, where does Amari Cooper go? I think
most likely Cowboys. You think
most likely the Cowboys, but I know it's kind of wishful thinking. But I'd like to see. I know Denver is going to either draft a wide receiver or early or get one in free agency, and I'd like, you know, whatever money we got left to spend it on Amari Cooper. If we're not able to re-sign, the Broncos got an interesting issue because they did franchise tag their safety Justin Simmons last year, who had a kind of a guy who came out of nowhere and had an amazing year last year. So now, forced to, you know, they couldn't reach a long-term contract, so now you're forced to use the tag on him. So, and then they also have Derek Wolf, you know, an underrated defensive lineman who was having a career last year until he hurt his shoulder. So we'll see what happens there. It's a little bit of a insight on my Broncos, but I could see somebody, you know, I think Cooper wants to stay with the Cowboys, but if they're kind of holding out, saving money for DeMarcus Lawrence or Dak Prescott, you know, somebody could give him a contract he just can't say no to.
Of course. What else have you heard from the Broncos? What are their goal, like their offseason goals when it comes to free agency and draft?
Get more weapons for Drew Lock. You know, I mean, we had Courtland Sutton came out of nowhere last year, had a great year. But other than, you know, Lynch is a good running back. But I think there's some noise out of, you know, from Los Angeles that Melvin Gordon, free agent, you know, going to visit Denver, or not visit Denver, look at Denver earlier than later and before for free agency. It'll be nice to give it, you know, because they've kind of, Royce Freeman and Devin Booker have kind of disappointed the recent draft picks. But it'd be nice to have a 1-2 combo in the backfield and just add one or two more outside weapons to the Broncos, because other than Sutton, they really have limited options. And, you know, you got a young quarterback, you need to give as many options as possible. And you can say as much about how good Patrick Mahomes is, but Patrick Mahomes has always had many options to throw the ball to.
Something to definitely look at. Of course, the NFL draft is still on for April 23rd to the 25th. NFL has said that it will not be in Las Vegas, Ryan, that it haven't figured out where they're going to do it or how they're going to do it. But what are your thoughts about this decision from the NFL?
Again, it's kind of, you know, something, you know, I think they're not some paranoid to, you know, saying they're postponing it, but kind of just saying they're figuring things out. Whether that means move it to the middle of May, when you have the draft in April or May, it doesn't really matter. But, you know, because you want it's a big event and you don't want it to kind of seem cheesy, but, you know, you want it to be something, you know, that the players, you know, earn the right to have a good draft put on, you know, but they got to do what they got to do. And times are a little bit different right now.
Yeah. Like the dates will not be moved, but I will definitely like to see it like an ESPN or Fox, you know, just having like, you know, they'll like, we'll announce the draft picks on set, I guess, from Bristol.
Yeah. I mean, it could be just from the NFL office, you know, that, Roger Goodell just announces it, and then they have, you know, cameras at the highest pick. But, you know, for the first night, you know, they have a camera wherever these people are at, in their living rooms or watch parties. But that's probably as best he can do right now.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be
when you think about it, you can't even have any parties with 50 people officially for the next 2 months. So, crazy times.
We'll be taking a look on what the NFL will decide, what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. I know that it will not be postponed, but what they're saying is it doesn't have to be an on-site where you see the players coming out with the hats and, you know, shaking hands with the CEOs. No, this could be done remotely, and that's fine. And we'll see what happens with other, like, pro days. Will Tua get a look at, but remotely somehow, you know, through a 360 cam?
You know, that might be just something they film a pro day, but, yeah, you know, I mean, there is word that Joe Burrow, even though I see no reason why he wouldn't be the number one pick, wants to do a pro day, kind of for not him, but for all those other receivers that, you know, at LSU and other players who didn't get a chance to show off their skills necessarily or had, you know, at the combine. So it'll be interesting what, you know, universities do in that regards, but... Again, you know, thinking about that doesn't seem kind of seems trivial right now when you just got all these other things going on. But we'll see.
But the NFL has definitely told the sports world we're still on. Obviously, yeah. This is not in game, in stadium thing, but it is a, you know, offside business, no contact type of business. And there were moves going out throughout the weekend. Ryan Tannehill getting signed. And that doesn't stop.
Kind of the advantage of, you know, the 21st century here that, you know, with the power of the internet and just phones still working. So they're able to work out deals. It's just a little bit different than what we're used to.
Exactly.
You know, hopefully we get through this tough time here. You know, hopefully we'll be talking here in 2 months of getting ready for, you know, NBA playoffs. So
that is another question. Of course, I've been hearing rumors that, you know, possibly that they might have to push back the NBA playoffs and maybe like the finals might be held in August rather than in June.
I heard I saw something, a temporary timeline, you know, where you come back in the middle of June, you start playoffs in July, you're the finals in August. And you have a draft in September, and you start this in October, end of October, or December, and then, you know, whether that means probably a shortened season, you know, maybe 63 games instead of 82, I think that's the best case scenario. So
you think college basketball is over for this year?
Oh, absolutely. That's done.
Another breaking news, the Texans' DeAndre Hopkins is going to the Cardinals.
Wow. Talking about getting weapons for your young quarterback. Wow.
What does that say about, you know, Fitzgerald?
That means they're making, like I said, they got, you know, what we just talked about, how good the Seahawks, Rams, and 49ers are. You're going to have to make a lot of moves. So
same division as the Seahawks and the Niners. Very tough division right now. Cardinals is definitely a force to be reckoned with.
Wow.
Where are the Raiders?
Thanks for those news. That's just crazy, y'all. I didn't see that coming. You know, I thought a staple, Watson, that happens, you know. But you know, anything happens, I guess. You know, I don't know if they couldn't. I don't even believe he wasn't a free agent, so maybe they believe they couldn't. Didn't mark him as a priority, or, you know, the guy.
He's one of the best wide receivers in the league, isn't he?
I think the best right now, but you know, him and Michael Thomas, you know, they're a little different. But how can you know Michael Thomas is more of just a guy who can just you know solid you know pass catcher. Hopkins is just a playmaker. You know, he you know crucial catches, but also go down the field and make a catch.
There you have it. Texans and Cardinals have a working relationship today. They're busy going back with each other. Of course, we will have another sports cast later on tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. We'll have Justin Riley and Kyloo Borden to recap the day. A lot is going to happen. Ryan gave us a new update. But, Ryan, if people need to reach you to talk to you about Joe Flacco and his future, where's the best way to reach you?
Probably on Twitter at the Mad Dog Report. So just before we're done, San Diego, what's your how have you coping with no sports here the last?
Oh well,
and what's your view?
You know, it's a good thing because I had a detox. We've been running 2 years nonstop with sports, Premier League, football, basketball. So this is good for me, you know, just to take a break. Hopefully, not for too long. But how about yourself? I know you're a bigger sports fan than I am, but I know the real sports is during the fall and winter.
Well, you know, San Diego, it's kind of interesting, you know. I mean, I think college basketball is a huge part of, you know, my life from November to March, and bigger than these next couple weeks in March. So, you know, last Monday we're talking, you know, no care in the world talking how excited I am because we literally just made the NCAA tournament for the back-to-back year. And, you know, we got a team that can go to the Sweet 16, you know. Two days later, we were canceling fans, and the next, you know, 3 days later, we got the tournaments off. It's just, everything's moving 100 miles an hour, you know. I think April is one of my, you know, favorite times because, you know, you got the both NHL, NBA playoffs, start with baseball, you know, and it's all gone. But, you know, in the whole grand scheme of things, if we can stop this from spreading, you know, this is what we got to do, you know. I had tickets, you know, to go next week to watch the NCAA tournament. I had two tickets to, you know, in April to go to my first ever game in Madison Square Garden and go watch the Mavericks play 2 days later at Barclays Center. So it's kind of a, you know, disappointing to have those taken away, but again, that's life, you know, and get to spend more time, you know, instead of this weekend, you know, getting excited for Selection Sunday. You know, I got to play tons of basketball with my 3-year-old this weekend, you know, so that's awesome. You know, quality time, which we'll have live the next couple months, you know, but it's tough as a sports fan, but, you know, it just makes you think there's so much more to this world in San Diego than just sports. So,
yeah. I mean, for sure, it makes you realize how things are. You know, how things are was really busy during the springtime and how, you know, a lot of things were happening with not just the NBA, but college basketball. But the best part, there's two light things that happened. Liberty won the ASUN and NFL is continuing business.
Yeah. You know, we're champions. This is, and you know, my favorite non-Liberty team, Gonzaga, they're champions at WCBC. So, yeah, would they have been able to make a run to the Final Four? Absolutely, and he'll never know.
So you don't think they'll award a winner for this year at all?
They have a protocol, and they could, and they actually, and that would make Gonzaga the winner because it's usually the net is supposed to be, but, you know, I think they've kind of just quietly said they'll just won't be a winner, you know? You know, I think, you know, but it's probably for the right move, you know. I would have liked them to see release a bracket, only for the fact that, you know, there's a lot of teams that work their butts off, you know, and i.e. Penn State, Rutgers, teams that hadn't been in a tournament in years, you know, seniors that worked hard, they had their moment for their name to be read by Greg Gumbel, and they're not going to get that. That's kind of a side part, but everybody's kind of had to, you know, take a step back here. So
yeah, step back. And of course, we'll keep you guys up to date. There's still a couple months left, a couple weeks, but we'll see how much of the containment of the virus will happen. But you can stay in tune to the Sportscast at thesportscast.net. Go and see the latest on what's going on with the NFL, latest business dealings. And, of course, on Twitter at thesportscast1. You can go to our Facebook. We actually – something happened to our Facebook, and so far it's good. But our original Facebook got shut down, and we created a new one today. But hopefully that it will not be brought down for some reason. We have no idea why. I wish Facebook will give us a reason, and whatever consequence that happened, we will never do it again. But go to our Facebook, like our Facebook page, facebook.com/sportscast1, sportscast1, and get the latest and latest in sports. We'll have Justin Riley tonight with Kai Lu to recap the NFL dealings, of course, throughout the week. I do not expect to hear anything from Tom Brady today. I think it's going to be in the next couple of days, maybe in like the next couple of weeks. But Ryan, I appreciate you coming on to the lunch hour of the Sportscast.
Sounds good, San Diego, and everybody stay safe, and God bless.